We continue our learning. There is an important principle that is discussed in the Mishnah. That's what's called Gilgul Shvuah. In fact, Sota represents the source of Gilgul Shvuah. What does that mean? So the Gemara says on Daf Chav Tesamid Beis in Masecha Shvuos, in the name of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Kol Ha'one Amen Achar Shvuah Hareze Kimotzi Shvuah Mipiv. Anyone who says Amen, someone says, oh, will you take a Shvuah? And you say, oh, Amen. So that is as if he took the Shvuah himself. That's on Chav Tesamid Beis. And Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Amen. What is that? What does that teach me? Amen bo shvuah, bo kabbalas devarim, bo ha'amonas devarim. That's shvuos on daf lamed vavim adalef. When you say amen, that is the shvuah itself. That's acceptance. That is that you're accepting it, and you believe that which you say that is true. Amen. That's what it means. It means MS. So Mishnah is coming to teach us that when a woman says amen, amen, which we know means she's mekabel upon herself the shvuah, but it's not only regarding that particular man. That she's accepting the man who was Mekanela, the man who warned her not to be secluded, but rather it's through a Gilgul Shvuah, through literally rolling on another Shvuah, she says, Amen, I accept a Shvuah that something should happen regarding even another man. Maybe she was Mizana underneath, while married to this husband with another man, not the man she was secluded with. So that's the double Amen. And this is the source of Gilgul Shvuah, Min HaTorah, from here, that through incidental to one Shvuah that you're obligated to make, we can now roll literally upon you another Shvuah that independent of the first Shvuah you would not be chayiv to make. But nonetheless, since you're already chayiv to take one Shvuah, Amen, Amen teaches me we can now be megalgal upon you another Shvuah. So says the Mishnah like this, Almahi Omeres Amen Amen. What is she swearing upon? And what's she accepting when she says Amen Amen? Amen al ha'Allah, Amen al ha'Shvuah. So the first thing is she's accepting the curse, which is the Psukim Chafal Flu Chav Beis, where it says Yitain Hashem Osoch Lo Alav L'Shvuah B'Soch Amech Beisis Hashem Esrechech Nofeles Ves Mitnech Tzava. And this is the punishment you're going to receive. And Amen al ha'Shvuah, that which, what's the Shvuah? So Allah is the curse. The Shvuah is Imlo Shachav Ish Osoch Imlo Satis Tomatach Zeshech, that if you did not go astray and you not contaminate yourself underneath while married to your husband, hinoki mimei hamarim. That is pasuk yutes, and you will be innocent. That's the shvuah. So it's amen on the Allah, amen on the shvuah. So far, this hasn't taught us anything about Gilgul shvuah. Mishnah continues though. Amen me ish zeh, amen me ish acher. This is it. She says amen. The double amen is I'm saying amen that I'm accepting upon myself this Allah, this shvuah, if I was contaminating myself with this man that I was warned not to seclude myself with. I say, Amen, no, I did not. I was not disloyal to my husband there. And Amen me'yishacher. And as well, when megalgil a shvuah, that do you accept upon yourself that you are not mezane with another man while married to this husband, even though this is not the man you had yichud with and you were not warned about. Amen, shalosa tisi arusa unesua. Not only that, you're saying amen, she's saying amen, that I didn't go astray, I didn't contaminate myself when I was in arusa, meaning before nisua, and during kiddushin, we know also she's a married woman, she should not be secluding herself with anyone else. Unesua, and of course, amen, that I didn't become a sota, I wasn't disloyal after nisuin. And then the Mishnah says, vishomeres Yavam ukinusa, and I also say amen, and I take upon myself the shvuah that I was not disloyal during when I was a shomeris yavam waiting for yibam or kinusa after marrying. What does that mean? So here we have a case where there was a woman was a yavama, and then the man performed, her brother-in-law performed yibum, and then he was concerned that she was with another man, and therefore he warned her not to seclude herself with that man, and indeed she did. So when she says amen now, she's saying amen, assuming it's a case of yibum, that I lo satisi when I was a shomeris yavam, meaning when I was waiting for yibum, and amen lo satisi after yibum. So of course after yibum, when they're married, that's a regular marriage now. So, of course, the din of soto plus. The chiddush here is, even when she was a shomeres yalim, even waiting for yibum from her brother-in-law, I mean, her husband passed away, and now she's waiting for her brother-in-law to perform yibum. So if she was mezana at that time, so that's also a case where she accepts upon herself the Allah and the Shavua, where the din of soto would apply. So the Gemara points out that this is only according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that a shomeres yavam, a woman awaiting yibum, it was mezaneh, she's usher to the yavam, and therefore she should only have chalitza and cannot have yibum. But the halacha doesn't follow that. And therefore, if we're speaking about a case where yibum was performed, the halacha would not require the woman to accept upon herself the la'ala and the shvua of a gilgal shvua about what happened when before yibum, when she was shomeres yavam, because had she been mizana, she would not have become usher to her husband, according to the halacha against Rabbi Akiva, to the yavam. She could still marry the yavam, even if she was mizana between the time of her husband's passing and the time of the yibum being performed. So therefore, there would be no reason to be megalgel or shvu. And that's the general rule, which we'll see in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, that unless the znus is going to make a woman usur to her husband, she's not going to become a sota. And the same thing regarding a shomeres yavam according to the halacha, but the mishnah which says that she accepts upon herself this gilgal shvua after yibam. I wasn't mizana, I accept upon myself from after yibam, after this marriage, and even when I was shomeres yavam, that's not necessary to make that gilgal shvua, only according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And then the mishnah continues, amen shalonit mesi, v'imnit mesi yavovi. We'll learn like the Rashi and the Bar Tanura, this is not an extra phrase, this is just explaining what it meant at the beginning of the Mishnah when it says, she says, Amen on the Allah, Amen on the curse, and Amen on the Shavua. All it means is Amen Shalonit Mesi, which is Amen on the Shavua. I was not Metame. And V'imnit Mesi Yavovi, that's a Kabbalah of the curse. I accepted by myself the curse, and indeed I was disloyal. Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen Shalonit Mesi, Amen Shalo Etame. Rabbi Meir adds that we can be megalgel shvua even lahaba, even on something in the future, which means if she's found to become that she's tahora now, and then returns to her husband, and then something happens after that, so she is swearing right now that she will not be metame forever, even in the future, and married to this husband. And if she does, the warder now should check her, which is fascinating, that the warder now will check her and punish her based on something potential that would happen in the future. Does that mean it's going to happen now, or after it happens in the future, it's going to affect her? That's an interesting question. Perek Bays Mishnah Vav Hakol Shavin She'eno Masne Ima Lo Al Kodem Shetis Ares V'Lo Al Me'acha Shetis Garish. So the rule is, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, we don't give a Gilgal Shvu, we don't add on an oath to the woman regarding any bia that would not prohibit her to be with her husband. So we spoke about that debate regarding the Shomeris Yavam. So the Mishnah here is telling us that even Rabbi Meir, who said in the previous Mishnah we give her, takes a Shvu upon even things in the future, but we don't, there is no Tanai with this Sota to be Megalgal Shvua Lo Al Kodem Shetisareis, to say that, this water should check you, and you accept upon itself the Shvua and the curses that you weren't Mizana before Erisin. Being Mizana before Erisin is not a good thing, but would not make her usher to this man. V'lo al me'achar shetis garesh. Nor can he include in the Allah and the Shvua, the water should check you if about any znus, that unless the husband took her back, he divorced her now and then took her back. She's mizana in between that time. So that doesn't make the husband usher to take her back. Husband can take his wife back only if she had kiddushin and had real marriage with another man. But has she been mizana with another man after gerushin, not in marriage, so then he's allowed to take her back. So that would not make her usur to him, and therefore she wouldn't become a sota to him about that, and therefore he could not add a gilgal shua. So imagine, you have a man, he divorces his wife. She is mizana at that time, he takes her back. So now she's secluded with a man at some point a few months later. So he warns her and Zichud, and now brings her to the Beis Din, and now the Kohen makes her take a shvu. What's a shvu on? That you weren't disloyal to this husband right now. Can you make it take a shvu? Oh, the water should make you blow up if you were a mizana after gerushin. No, that because after gerushin, after before he took you back, that nus would not make a rasa to her husband. So you're not megalgal shvu on that. So that's what it means. Lo al kodem shetisare, not for any nus she may have done before erusin in this marriage. Velo al me'achar shetisgarish, nor on any nus she may have had after gerushin before he took her back. Nisa, we don't have not megalgal shvu on those. Nistero la'acher v'nitmeis v'acharka chekziro lo haya masna ima. So that's what we're saying. If she had stira and became tamea after gerushin, and then he takes her back and warns her with another man, and she is secluded and gives him the shvua shvua sota lo haya masnima. That's exactly what we're saying. He would not be megalgal the shvua because she megalgal the shvua that you weren't mizana after I divorced you before I took you back. You can't end on that galut shvua. That never would have made her usher. Why? Because the pasuk says v'yatzaam mi beis tov v'halacha v'hayistal ish acher lo yuchab bala harishon asher shel chalosh of the kach. In Parshas Kisetze, when we speak about that prohibition of taking your wife, that you're not allowed to take your wife back after you divorced her. That's only after she had kiddushin. When I saw the ishacher, there was real kiddushin with another man. Zah klal the Mishnah says, and this is a general rule. If the rule is any time she had bia, but that would not, that's nus would not have made her usur. Like as we said before, erusin after gerushin, you can't build that in as a gilgul shvua in this case when it comes to the sota and add that on and make her take a shvua on those cases as well. However, the Gemara says, you know what I infer from there? I can infer aval kol sheti boel v'haisa asura lo, but if the bia would make her usur to him, then harehu megagal ashva, you can. Now, what does that come to include? So that is, you have a case of a yavam who marries his yavama, she becomes a sota from this new marriage, he now can megagal ashva upon this woman, listen to this, shelozin satachas achiv. What does that mean? You have the brother-in-law now performs yibum. And now she's, so they're married, and then he suspects her of being with this man, he warns her, she's secluded, and she becomes an Eshes Sota. So now she takes a shvua, of course, on this relationship, and now he's allowed to make her take a shvua if she was mezana when? Under her husband, under Tachas Bala HaMeis, when you were married to my brother, if you were, you take a shvua now, that and this water should affect you if you had znus at that time. Why should that matter? So because that has bearing on their marriage. If she was mizana tachas, the deceased brother at some point, she would be usher to the yavam. So that indeed does affect their marriage. And that we learn in the first parak. The imes, if the husband of the sota dies without children before she drank, choletza solomius yabemes. That is, that's halacha. So therefore, since that would, that znus under the brother, the deceased brother, would have impact on her, this yibum being performed, that can be used as a, that case can be given as a Gilgul Shavuah.